Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, July 8th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, President Obama is going to be in town this week. He is taking a little Texas tour to do a little Democratic fundraising. But not surprisingly, he won't be taking a tour of the border.
But I think the problem speaks for itself when the president, who would prefer to hang out with campaign donors and other political supporters, would decide not to have any interaction with those that are directly affected by his failed policies. In this case, the failed immigration policies that led to a full-blown humanitarian crisis. So instead of taking the easy way out, I wish the president would step up and lead. And he would learn perhaps something he did not already know, or that he thinks he knows, and which is absolutely wrong. It's puzzling and it's frustrating that the President of the United States chooses the path he apparently is going to take rather than one that will help him solve problems.
That was Texas Senator John Cornyn, who said he found it puzzling and frustrating that President Obama would not be visiting the border to witness firsthand this humanitarian crisis and, of course, take a stronger leadership stance there. Texas Governor Rick Perry also has been calling on Obama to take a trip to the border. The president said that he'd be happy to meet Rick Perry on the tarmac there, but Rick Perry said there's no way he wants to meet Obama for just a handshake and a PR opportunity. He's been highly critical of the president for the way he's handled this crisis situation. And, of course, he rejected that small offer, which, of course, has now forced President Obama to make some time in between hobnobbing with celebrities and his five-hour golf game on Saturdays to meet and discuss this border crisis with local officials as well as faith leaders. But that's very interesting because he's going to be meeting with these faith leaders in Dallas. And we're hearing a lot of reports about how it is a lot of these church groups and faith groups who are really taking responsibility for giving aid to all of these unaccompanied illegal minor immigrants. You saw the footage that we shot last month of churches here in Texas busing illegals to destinations unknown. And now we're getting reports of Catholic churches in Southern California agreeing to house unaccompanied minors for up to a month. And of course, these churches are asking their followers to take these minors into their home, sometimes for a month or more. Now, I think it's great that these church groups are helping these children. I don't have any problem with that. I do think, you know, we are all human. We do all have that spark of divinity. But that is not the issue here. The issue here is that this was a calculated crisis that no one actually calculated the cost and how we're going to pay for it, much like Obamacare. And the fact is, we just cannot afford to house and take care of hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants that are projected to be entering the country over the next year. We just cannot take care of that cost for an undetermined amount of time. And those sentiments are echoed by Sarah Palin, who says it is time to impeach Obama. Now, we've heard this before, but she says without borders, there is no nation. And Obama knows this. Opening our borders to a flood of illegal immigrants is deliberate. This is his fundamental transformation of America, and it's the only promise that he has kept. Now, she's saying that because of Obama's purposeful dereliction of duty, there's going to be an untold number of illegal immigrants who are going to come in competing against Americans for our jobs and limited public services. And, of course, no end in sight because the president is prioritizing partying over doing the job he was hired by voters to do without saying protecting the borders, securing the borders is his job. Of course, we know the federal government is trillions of dollars in debt. Many cities are on the verge of insolvency. We've got an overrun healthcare system. And generally, our welfare state programs are stretched to the max. And of course, the average American knows this. And now, Mr. I do what I want, so sue me, Obama is requesting even more taxpayer dollars to fix this manufactured crisis, just like he did with Obamacare. Remember how healthcare.gov was only supposed to cost a measly $93 million, and then it ended up costing upwards of $600 million to fix all of those glitches? Well, that's exactly what's happening here. This is Obama. He needs more taxpayer dollars to help slap a Band-Aid on the border and fix the problem that is largely due to his failed policies. Originally, we were hearing that he was going to be requesting about $2 billion. Well, today the president has asked for $3.7 billion in emergency funding to deal with this influx. Now, the funds will be allocated to send more immigration judges to the southern border, build additional detention facilities, and add Border Patrol agents. Now, presumably, the resources are going to be used to speed up the deportation process. But if deportation and border security issues were the main concern, then why have ICE agents been reporting that they have been giving stand-down orders? Now, Liberty News's Eric Odom, who is currently there in Murrieta, California, along with our reporters who are on the ground, he is saying that an ICE employee who lives in Orange County told him the Obama administration has furloughed Murrieta, L.A. area ICE agents full time until further notice, but that the agents would continue to receive full pay. Now, one would think that any ICE agents still being paid full time would be deployed to actually assist the U.S. in its fight against this foreign invasion of the interior United States, and especially in light of the controversial fight that's happening there between the federal government and the citizens of Murrieta. Now, Odom notes that this move weakens American security without even saving any money. So they're basically getting full-time pay to stand down. Now, this stand down was confirmed by California Border Patrol Union Representative Ron Zermeno, who told ABC News Station there in San Diego that he has been placed under a gag order. And this was in an attempt to avoid any negative news getting out about the state of the southern border. And Zermeno said that the order was designed to prevent him from saying that no agents will be securing the southern border, which, of course, is just going to allow many more illegals to flood in. Now, people are kind of saying that this furloughing of the ICE agents is likely to increase the concerns that the Obama administration is applying the Cloward Piven style strategy of intentionally provoking a border crisis in order to bring the country into a state of near social collapse. And, of course, this is a situation that would mandate a draconian state prevention. And this is what we've been saying. And of course, it's not only to help bring up that Democratic voting base, but it is to bring in martial law and to have everyone asking for the state to protect them. That's why it kind of frightens me that everyone wants to send the National Guard and everything to secure the borders, because yeah, it might be keeping people out, but it's also keeping us in. Now, Obama here, he's asking for more money so that he can secure the border while furloughing these ICE agents. Of course, this is typical Obama administration hypocrisy. Now, it's his hypocrisy that is likely the reason that the Laredo, Texas mayor, Raul Salinas, says there's no way he's going to be using his taxpayer dollars to give aid to these illegals. Now, he said there's simply no feasible way for his town to cover these expenses. They're going to be associated with sheltering and providing buses for this influx. It's going to be passing right through Laredo, Texas. That's kind of where they stop to get food and shower and all of these things. Well, Salinas is saying our bus stations are full, and currently it's faith-based organizations that are bearing the economic burdens. And what's going to happen when the faith organizations run out of money? The burden will be on cities. Now, the border city of McAllen, Texas, spent more than $70,000 in June providing for immigrants. We've also reported on Falfurrias, Texas, who is bankrupt from having to bury a lot of the illegal immigrants that they're finding there. Now, the mayor says that he's not going to raise taxes on his citizens for a problem that's needing to be addressed at the federal level. Now, remember that nearly $4 billion that Obama requested today to go ahead and fix this? Mayor Salinas suspected nowhere in this budget does it allow for the fiscal reimbursement of towns which have weathered the financial brunt of this orchestrated crisis. So Obama is requesting all of this money, and he's not even going to be paying back these border towns who are suffering financially. Some of these towns are going to have to raise their taxpayer dollars, go into their taxpayer coffers to pay for these things. and they're not going to be reimbursed. Towns are going bankrupt over this. Meanwhile, President Obama is having $35,000 a plate fundraising parties here and refusing to go and actually visit the border. So that is infuriating, of course. But I would venture to say that Salinas, you know, I bet he is a Mexican-American. And here he is saying that he does not want to use his taxpayer dollars to provide aid to illegals. And who else was a very famous Mexican-American that was also anti-illegal immigration? Cesar Chavez. That is right. He was a very famous civil rights activist and pretty outspoken on being against illegal immigrations. He knew that it would drive down wages, and of course it would undermine the efforts of those who had immigrated here legally and for the farm workers that he was fighting so hard to protect and to ensure their rights here. But of course, these are just kids. You know, these are just kids, and now we're not even allowed to call them illegal aliens. We can't call them even undocumented illegal children anymore. They're not migrants. No, the UN now wants us to refer to them as refugees. They're all refugees. Now, the United Nations officials are pushing for many of these Central Americans fleeing to the U.S. to be treated as refugees that have been displaced by armed conflict. Now, this is a designation that is, of course, meant to increase pressure on the U.S. to accept tens of thousands of people who are currently ineligible for asylum if they get this designation as a refugee. But again, we have been reporting on the fact that not all of these kids are so sweet and innocent as the media is trying to portray. And what happens when Americans need to flee armed conflict? Here, an internal Border Patrol executive summary has confirmed that at least 16 unaccompanied illegal minors are members of the brutal El Salvadorian street gang MS-13. Now, how'd they find this out? Well, gang members left graffiti on the walls of the Nogales Border Patrol Processing Center, which suggested that they had ties to this organization. So you can see here how much they appreciate and respect the fact that they're being taken in, given food, clothing, and shelter here in America. And how do they show their thanks? They are graffitiing up the walls and showing their gang affiliation. And of course, this graffiti is just a small glimpse into what we can expect seeing here on our streets. Now, coming up, I'm going to be speaking directly with our reporters who are there in California. They've been covering the protests that are going on in Murrieta, California. Protesters there have been stopping busloads of illegal unaccompanied children from entering Southern California. So that is coming up right after this.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate, and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, we've been covering the protests there in Murrieta, California. Citizens there are very upset, actively stopping these buses that are bringing in all of these unaccompanied minor illegals. They're saying, we don't want this in our town. We don't want our taxpayer dollars to go and pay for this illegal activity. And, of course, they've been in a face-off with La Raza the last few days, as well as pro-immigration activists that have really escalated the situation there. So we sent our reporters there to California, and now we're going to check in with Jakari Jackson for an update. So Jakari, describe to me the situation there on the ground in Murrieta now.
Well, that's like you said, Leanne, we're here in Murrieta, California. The InfoWars crew, myself, Kid Daniels, and also Joe Biggs, and of course Josh, our cameraman, we're right outside the Border Patrol station. And this is the site where you've seen a lot of those videos, people blocking the streets, all these buses coming in, busing in the illegal aliens who are pretty much being transported by ICE, being transported by the Border Patrol. Many of these people are pretty much disgusted with their agencies right now. They say they don't want to be state-funded coyotes. They don't want to be the ones responsible bringing these people in here, especially the people who actually live in these communities, because I haven't had a chance to talk to the Border Patrol, the ICE agents personally, but some of the other people that have been here for a while, they say they have had a chance to talk to them, as well as the police department, and they say, you know, the off the record, the police, the Border Patrol, the ICE agents, whoever, say mostly that they're not for, you know, bringing all these kids in here. And it's not a racial issue. It's just a fact that they can't support all these people. Because you think about these people, they may have two or three kids and the wife at home, and now they're being asked to support financially two or three more kids. You know, they can't do that. It's just simple math. It's simple economics. And it's the same thing that we've seen in San Bernardino counties and also other places as well.
Right. Well, exactly. It's a calculated crisis, and no one calculated the cost of how much it's going to cost us, how we're actually going to go ahead and pay for this. And taxpayers are speaking out and saying, not my town, not my taxpayer dollars.
And that's the whole thing. Can they just say, think of the kids. And people mm-hmm. are like, well, I'm thinking about my kid. How am
exactly.
I going to feed my kid? How am I going to give my kid an education when we have these failing school systems with no child left behind? It's bad enough they're teaching them that, but then if they have to split the time to teach out these classes in Spanish, you know, then it leaves these other kids at a loss. So everybody's thinking about their children. They all want the best thing for the children, but taking on somebody else's financial responsibility isn't necessarily something that the people here in Murrieta want to take on.
Well, we've reported today that an ICE agent actually kind of admitted that they have been given a stand-down order. They've been told to go ahead and take a little time off, a little paid time off. Are you seeing a lot of border agents there?
Well, right now, we haven't seen too many people outside the facility. And, you know, of course, this is the Border Patrol station. There are a few guys outside. But as far as ICE, we have seen no ICE agents. There are a few cop cars rolling around, a few sheriff's cars rolling around. But other than that, we haven't seen any ICE or any other feds besides just the Border Patrol here. So I wouldn't be surprised if those guys are taking some time off. I'm sure they didn't fight it too hard. You know, who wouldn't want a Obama-sponsored vacation? You know, you get to sit at the house while your country is falling apart. But as I said already, these guys, you know, a lot of them are good guys. They don't want this to happen to their country. They're just, you know, doing what they have to do to get a paycheck.
Right, and I'm sure a lot of those cop cars that are actually rolling around aren't there to catch any people illegally entering the country. They're there to
They're pretty much crowd control.
Yeah.
That's pretty much crowd control, but as you can see right now, we're in the free speech zone. There isn't much of a crowd out here to be controlled, so it's a pretty lax presence.
That looks a lot like our border.
Yeah, and the thing I want to point out, since Josh is looking over here at the Border Patrol facility, if you guys can see it on our cameras, the Border Patrol facility has a better fence than the border itself. It's a well-constructed fence that goes all the way around the property. Meanwhile, our own borders are left wide open. You have huge gaps in the fences. And I understand that having a fence on a border is something that could be easily manipulated or have, you know, be adversely affected by weather and so forth. But that's why you need a presence on the border.
Exactly. Now, we're also hearing a lot of reports. You reported, of course, on the church groups here in Texas that were, you know, busing the illegals to cities unknown, but they're also taking care of them, providing food, clothing, shelter for these people. And, of course, that is, you know, that's in the heart of these faith-based groups. But now we're hearing that there in Southern California, Catholic churches are also agreeing to bring in a lot of these unaccompanied minors for a month or more, and they're calling upon their church to also take in these kids. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I understand that you have these faith-based groups. They're doing what they think is best, but I think their goals or their vision is very short-sighted. You know, they say, well, we'll bring these kids in, but how's that going to affect the people that are already here? You know, and at least to the credit of the church we spoke to in McAllen, Texas, the Sacred Heart, they said that none of their children or none of the children they were housing were there by themselves. They said they only were taking children with the mothers. But, of course, we've also seen the reports about how you can rent a kid, or how the saying goes, how you can click up with a child and be brought into the country because they're less likely to send you back if you are coming here with a child.
Right, and of course, according to the DREAM Act, those children can be up to 31 years of age.
Yes, which is completely ridiculous that you can consider a grown man or woman a child just because they're under the DREAM Act.
Right, asylum for everyone. Now, we saw a video of La Raza actually at the protests yesterday.
A few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Are they there today, or do you have any word?
We haven't seen, we personally have not seen any La Raza here today. Like you said, they had been here previous days, but none here today. But we did hear, we got a tip, we have to confirm this, but we did get a tip that they're going to be speaking at the Moretta City Hall tonight around 6 o'clock. So we'll be there with our cameras to catch them if they are there, and definitely try to find out what their view of the situation is. One of the protesters here were telling us that La Raza is going to have some type of a money bomb. So once again, that's something we have to get confirmed, but we'll be at the courthouse the city council meeting to find out exactly what's going on.
Well, I guess that's one way to go ahead and take care of this crisis, is to just have a money bomb, because they know that there really is no plan for how exactly we're going to be able to pay for all of this. Ja'Kari Jackson, thank you guys so much, and we will report with you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Well, as you could see from the footage there, it's pretty much a ghost town there at the protests right now, and that's because everyone is at work, and everyone is at work so they can pay for all of these illegal immigrants that are being shipped into our country. That is the awful irony, and that's why those citizens there are so upset. And of course, we will check back in with the crew there in California for an update of what's going to happen there at that council meeting this evening. So thank you all for tuning in to the show tonight, and we will be here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were. Nya.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let us shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Bang, bang, bang. Shot me down, bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the drop rafts. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
It's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964. To do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Don't know why, until this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.